Hey guys, so USA Colombia now bottom of the first, as the USA grounded into a double play with runners on the corners, and Edwin Diaz came in for the Puerto Rico, and you know what song he played, as right now Dominican is two outs away from losing. One, two, count on Team Sephora, Dominican is down. You know, at first I hated that song. You know, now it's kind of growing on me a little bit. You know, it got pop. It got the vibe. I mean, you get the whole trumpets thing, you know. You know, it's kind of cool. What do you think, James?
I do not like that song. And you know why he's doing it. Because I got family in the DR. So this is personal. He's doing that on purpose.
You do? I am appalled. I am shocked at Shock Shockerson.
Guys, he's lying.
I had no idea. This is just what they call a happy coincidence.
Happy coincidence. Because DR is literally on the verge of losing and being eliminated. I also kind of blame them. Have they taken care of business against Venezuela and not lose to Jose Altuve and Gleyber Torres, then they both would have been advancing.
Well, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. So
this is disappointing.
And Edwin Diaz strikes out Gene Segura. So the platinum power, I think, has run out, bud. What do you think?
DR is toast. It's over.
And
this is one of the most disappointing losses.
I like that Fox Sports knows who Daddy is, because as it was 9:57, the bottom flashed. Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico will move over to Fox Sports 2. Not in those exact words, but basically. It said, USA Colombia at 10:07 will start on Fox Sports 1. They know who the king is. So, sucks for them. And congrats on Cuba advancing to the quarterfinals. Italy and Japan play tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And I hope Otani starts, and I hope he shits the bed. And that's just how it should go. So, and Mexico also advanced today. Ooh, Edwin Diaz with 100, almost hitting the Dominican player. Now that's bad, but what we do like is that Puerto Rico's winning. So, Rubio power, let's go, baby.
And it's actually cool that Cuba won, because we all know Miami got a big, big Cuban contingency. So it's kind of like a home field advantage for the Cubans.
Yep. That's what the people were saying earlier on the Canada game. And 16 countries, 2-2 count right now. half these countries don't even deserve to be here. I get it. They want the game to be global, you know. But some of these teams are just playing bad. China was 0-4. Israel, big setback compared to 2017 team. A lot of young kids on the team. I get it. 2-2 count foul ball. As Teoscar Hernandez is trying to stay alive. But Edwin Diaz with that smile, he knows what's about to happen. He knows DR. The only bad thing about Dominican Republic losing is all the beautiful Dominican women being sad. We don't like that. Dominican men can fuck off. But we don't want the beautiful Dominican women to be sad. So, ladies, I hope y'all feel better. Root for USA.
They probably will because, you know, DR and Puerto Rican don't like each other. So a lot of Dominican women will root for Team USA.
3-2 count. Now to Teoscar Hernandez. Toronto Blue Jay. Current DR player. And he's about to go back to spring training. Foul ball. 3-2 count. And Merrill Kelly is starting for the USA. As hopes to win and beat Colombia. And go to 3-1 in pool play. And advancing to the quarterfinals. Canada has very little shot of advancing to the quarterfinals. They need a lot to go their way. Ooh, fouling off. Teoscar Hernandez is giving every Dominican hope. And also, they deserve to lose. Their general manager plays for their team. Like, you're either going to be the front office or a player. But, like, they flash, oh, the GM hit a homer in a spring training practice game. The GM is in the outfield. How corny is that? Right, Yadier Molina, he's not a player slash coach, he's just a manager. But come on, Nelson Cruz, stop trying too hard, buddy.
Well, you know, it's cool. Good for him. It's cool. It's not bad.
Front office people can't play sports. Strike three! Strike three! Puerto Rico wins! Boricua, baby! Get hyped! Get hyped! We need to hear this. Advancing to the quarterfinals, we'll face Mexico. Oh, look at their faces. Soto was on deck. Manny Machado looking sad. Aww. Ain't this the saddest thing you've ever seen?
If DR would have just taken care of business against Venezuela, this wouldn't happen.
Oh, Edwin Diaz might have hurt his ankle. He's on the floor here, folks. This is why you won't celebrate. And Lindor is even more sad, because that's his teammate. It should be a full core celebration right now. It's sad. And I was so happy about the celebration, I didn't even see the injury. So let's just fast forward again. Rewind. But no one needs this. Players are jumping around, giving little huggies. Also, Diaz is in the middle, but they're not quite showing the fall here.
Let's see what happened.
This is what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, he's jumping. I don't see where the fall is. It didn't tell me when.
All right, they don't show him getting hurt. After he gets a strikeout, he walks a little bit smiling. He puts his arm across his body. then they show every other player. So the only way we'll be able to see it is someone who was there or eventually makes it around Twitter.
Oh, okay. From what I see, he was jumping and he jumped awkwardly. And that's why he fell.
And now he's being walked off limping by the coaching staff.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. That's not good. Mets fans are going to be beside themselves.
Cohen is pissed. But hope Edwin Diaz is okay. And Puerto Rico advances. Top second, two outs, USA, Colombia. Diavila is on the mound, Tim Anderson at the plate. But listen, this is what happens. You could be a favorite, you could have a great lineup, but this is what happens. You lose. So now, Dominican Republic, 5 WBCs, only one championship. They're digressing. So, what does DR need to do, let's say, for 2027?
Well, as they're showing Diaz going off in a wheelchair, I think what DR needs to do is, I think their pitching was not good. The pitching for Dominican Republic was not as good, so their pitching needs to upgrade completely. I think DR was so worried about doing doing all like home run and bust. I think they need to be more disciplined in their approach. They have the players. It's not the players, but they absolutely need better pitching. I think their pitching needs to be better, and their play discipline needs to be better. So if those two things can improve, I think Dominican can go back to it. So that's what it is, and it looks like according to Jeff Pass, he said Edwin Diaz was placed in a wheelchair and he rolled down the tunnel and raised his hand acknowledging the crowd. So now switch off. Now, what do the Mets do? What do the Mets do now that Diaz is going to, it's probably looking like he's going to be out for the season. What do they do now? Because that is a monstrous blow. I said, what do the Mets do now that Diaz is probably going to be out for the season now? Because this affects the Mets. This hurts a lot. Can you hear me?
Yes. If he's out for a significant time, if it's an ACL, that's bad news. But for all we know, it could be a high ankle sprain, which is not terrible news. He could probably pitch again around May. That's what you hope for. You know, you hope for a little owie. But if he's out, you got to explore who else you have in your bullpen. Maybe make a trade. You know, hope, man. But all Mets friends right now are not happy. And if you're, you know, Buck, you're like, damn, what else is next? And no Jose Quintana for a little bit, you know, who knows how Max is. And this is, and he got hurt celebrating. So maybe other players won't celebrate. You know, maybe McGill can be a closer. Maybe they can go to, they won't go to Drill Smith. Oh, no, McGill's a starter, sorry. David Peterson's a starter. Carlos Carrasco's a starter.
Yeah,
from looking on their roster, they don't have a lot of good names here. So, they're going to be screwed.
If I'm the Mets, I'm gonna have to acquire a reliever for the time being. I don't know who, but they're going to have to because...
Oh, I forgot. The Mets have David Robertson. So that could be their closer.
Alright, he has closed in the past. Before we continue with the baseball, breaking news, Orlando Brown has signed a 4-year, $64 million deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. One of the largest free agent signings in this offseason. So Orlando Brown is going to the Bengals to protect Joe Burrow. Now continue.
And Aaron Rodgers also is going to the Jets.
It seems like that. The only thing that's holding this deal up is the compensation of picks. The Packers want to wait till Friday because after that, their cap hit will be lowered. So they want to wait till Friday for St. Patrick's Day, which is ironic. So good for them. So now, what does that do for the Jets?
I mean, what it does is it takes a good young core. You gotta hope that running back kid is back, because he was good last year before the injury. And now this could take a 9-win team to probably 11-13-win team. You're gonna probably be second in the division. Even though the Pats did get Juju Smith-Schuster today, and they're looking at the GOAT receiver, they're looking at D-Hop. So that would make things pretty, pretty interesting. Even though Juju's a little crazy pants, if you have Juju and D-Hop to throw the ball to, with Jacoby Myers and with Kendrick Bourne, that's pretty good.
It's something. I mean, it's all right. It's not bad. And it should help the Patriots. It should help the Patriots out because now you're gonna have someone that Mac Jones can throw to. So, and with the addition of, I believe you guys acquired Jonnu Smith, if I'm not mistaken. So I believe that's a
the Patriots have had Jonnu Smith.
Sorry, you traded Jonnu Smith. So you guys have what, like Hunter Henry now? You guys still have Hunter Henry, so now you have a tight. You have a couple of tight ends. You got a couple of receivers. That should help out Mac Jones. And I believe what Bill O'Brien is your offensive coordinator, if I'm not mistaken. So yep. You know. So it was better than having that debacle that was Patricia and Joe Judge. So I think honestly that should help out the Patriots. That should make the Patriots more competitive. I'm not guaranteed they'll make the playoffs, but that should be competitive. Don't forget, Miami acquired Jalen Ramsey, so now they have a pretty good secondary. But it doesn't matter. It all contingent on is Tua going to be healthy. The Jets are acquiring Aaron Rodgers. The Bills, they re-signed Jordan Poyer. Cool, but they didn't really do much. So a lot of moves going on in the AFC. And in the NFC, Zeke Elliott has been released from the Cowboys. So there's that. Austin Eckler is requesting a trade from the Chargers, so we're going to find out where he's going to go. The Bears traded the number one overall pick to the Carolina Panthers for D. Moore and next year's first and 2 seconds. So that'll be more interesting when it comes more towards draft time.
All and that means is they're trying way too hard to reassure little Justin Fields. That's all that means. And watch. They're going to end up trading him the next couple years anyway. Because if he really does get good, they're not going to be able to afford him. And he may not want to stay there. It is Chicago. It is the Bears. And they're not winning anything. So this is actually stupid.
How is it stupid?
You don't give up the number one pick.
Listen. They got a haul. They were not going to drop the quarterback. They believe in Fields. They believe that Fields is the guy.
Right. So then you build around that guy with the number one pick. Not trade it off. That haul is not going to help them. It is the Bears. They're going to find a way to mess it up.
Or, and hear me out, Maybe they decide, hey, you know what? We can acquire more assets, and we can build more, and we can get more to surround Justin Fields. They're probably going to get more offensive line help. They're probably going to get another receiver for him. So they're going to do everything they can to make sure that Fields is going to be the guy. So I applaud what the Bears are doing. That's not dumb. It is smart. Plus, they got a receiver in DJ Moore. That's a weapon along with Chase Claypool. And they're going to get another receiver. So they believe in Justin Fields. So,
oh, yeah. Chase Bears. Claypool. Whoopie-doo.
Listen, leave the Bears alone. And from all indications, from looking at that again, it's looking more like it's an Achilles injury. It's looking more like an Achilles injury. Because anytime you buckle your knee like that, it's an Achilles. It's looking as if, like, he tore his Achilles. And if he tore it, if that's what it is, because I'm not hearing tweets, but looking at it again, it's looking like when he was jumping, he jumped awkwardly and the Achilles tear.
If it's an Achilles, see you in 2024.
He is out for the year. And now what do the Mets do? I mean, you know David Robinson can close, but now the Mets are going to be really screwed.
LOL Mets. Sorry, John. Sorry.
John, I got your back. It's not LOL. I feel bad for you, my guy. I feel terrible. It's also awful because you're representing country pride, and now it's over. So that kind of stinks. So get well soon, Edwin. We'll see you in 2024. Now, the conversation amongst Yankee fans kind of make are nauseating my head. We all seen the Anthony Volpe's having a good spring training. I'm here to tell you right now, he is not starting for the Yankees opening day. Whatever it is you think, he ain't starting. Dominguez ain't coming up either. So all you Yankee fans that believe that, no, he should come up, or they should come up, y'all don't know squat. He ain't coming up. You'll probably see Volpe in June. You will not see Dominguez at all this season. So let's calm down, pump the brakes, let these kids cook. So stop it.
I mean, you're right, but if you're serious about winning, you'll start these guys, all right? Cubs didn't do it with Chris Bryant, right? Right, they waited the 6 weeks for stupidity, but look, the Mets did it with Pete Alonso. Now, it might suck for them in a couple years when he gets that bag, but if you're serious about winning, look, the Mariners did it with J-Rod. If you're serious about winning, you will just play the best player. Simple. That's it. No, it shouldn't matter. That's what they should do.
They won't. They don't care about winning. The Yankees told you a long time ago. They don't care about winning. They care about the bottom line. As long as they make the playoffs, it's good for them. They don't care about winning the World Series anymore. They care about it. As long as we're a competitive team and we make the playoffs, we're good. If we happen to win a World Series, we'll take it. But they don't care about winning anymore. This is not George's Yankees anymore. I'm telling you right now, as good as they looked, and I agree with it, they are not serious about winning. They are not. Let's be real. They're not serious about winning. They're gonna start these guys in the minor leagues, especially Dominguez. I don't see Dominguez coming up, at least not this year. Maybe he has a shot at 2024, Dominguez has a shot, but he ain't coming up this year. And Volpe will probably come up sometime in June. Your opening day shortstop will probably be Peraza. So your infield will probably have, you'll probably have, say, Rizzo, Glaber, Peraza, and LeMayu at third, and John Donaldson will come in for a defensive replacement, and then you'll probably, since Bader's out, you'll probably have Judge in center, you'll have Stanton in right, and then you'll have Hicks and you'll have Hicks or Cabrera at left field, and then maybe you can slide in whoever at DH. So that's what's going to happen. So let's be real. The Yankees don't care about winning. They don't. I'm sorry to be that guy. I'm normally the positive guy, but they're not that guy. Besides, they're not winning the World Series anyway because the Astros are better than them. So what are we doing here?
And Tim Anderson just went out for a ball. Stay out of Trout's way. Stay out of Mike Trout's way. When you have Mike Trout on your team, you stay out of your way, his way. Don't go all the way out from second base. And on a position, you don't even play. So now it's first and second, bottom of the second, one out. Stay out of Trout's way. And Mike Trout said the other day, this is the most fun he's had in baseball. And that's a duh. What do you think is going to happen? This, as long as he's an Angel, this is his best chance at a championship. It's fun because they're winning. He knows Angels can't win. And if Ohtani was honest, he'd say the same thing too. Now, he won't because of the Japanese culture is very respectful. But it is fun when you're winning. It is not fun knowing. Now, it is fun knowing that you're going to get over $30 million to play baseball. But it's not fun knowing you're only going to win about 60-something games. That's not fun. But, yes, Mike Trout should be having a blast right now. Because this is winning baseball. It is playing for a championship. Something that he can't do. It's dangerous.
You mean to tell me that Mike Trout doesn't know what it's like to play for a winning team? Shocker.
Well, that's what it is.
It's sad, but you also can't feel bad for him. He decided to pick and sign that long-term extension with the Angels, and he decided to trust that Artie Moreno.
Would you turn down a 13-year, $400-plus million contract
with the Angels? Of course I would.
Then you're an idiot, then. It's over $400 million.
Someone else will pay me that money.
Maybe.
Somebody else will pay me that money. But either way, I don't feel bad for Mike Trout. He signed the contract. He wanted to get rich. Nothing wrong with that. But this is the price he pays for the sign of being on a terrible team. He made this choice. No one should feel bad for him. Nobody. That's why I don't feel bad.
Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the second. This could get very, very ugly for Team USA. And who the fuck is Merrill Kelly? That's what I want to know. I think he's a Diamondback prospect, but this guy sucks. He should never pitch again. So, hopefully this ends well, but this could be very, very bad. And if you lose to Columbia, you know what? I don't care what the tiebreakers are. I don't want you to advance.
Oh, boy. You cannot lose to Columbia. You cannot lose to Columbia. Like, this is bad. And it's
some guy, Fabian Pertas, 237 average, 8 home runs, 59 RBIs in some kind of other league. So let's see. Ball one. Ugh. Duh. USA, you better not lose Colombia.
Oh, that they absolutely better not lose to Columbia. That's all they're not saying if they lose to Columbia. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Ball two. Jesus Christ. Pitches for Merrill Kelly. 16 balls, 16 strikes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's not good. That's not good at all. He's in the stretch and the pitch. 93, almost right down the middle. 2-1 count. And Cowboys released Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep, I said that earlier. You know,
and John Moran got suspended 8 games for his little gun incident at the strip club.
He did.
And the Eagles released Darius Slay. So what do you think about those three things?
As far as the Cowboys, yeah, I said that earlier. I kind of figured because they were going to prioritize Tony Pollard, so that made sense. The Moran gets spent 8 games. That a little bit surprised me because remember when Gilbert Arenas did that same thing, he got suspended basically for like half a season. But I guess they couldn't conclude that it was his. And according to what he said to Jalen Rose, it was not his gun. So I guess one of his homies gave it to him at the strip club.
That's even worse. So, and Pertez pops out to first base. So now 2 outs, bases loaded for Merrill Kelly and USA.
That's even worse. Now,
John Frias is up. He's 3-for-10 in this year's WBC, 2 RBIs.
Like, it's really crazy what's happening. It's really crazy what's happening. With Ja, but do you believe Ja is getting better? You think Ja's learned his lesson?
He hasn't been with the team, and he's getting help. Maybe the hype got too real for him. You know, they've been sharing theories on First Take and SportsCenter. You know, maybe he was kept safe in the hood by some people who knew that he'd be good. And, you know, got to keep him out of trouble, got to keep him away from the gangs and blah, blah, blah. So maybe now they're looking for paybacks. That could happen. You know, same thing happened with Latin players, right? There was a story about some guy had a contract signed with Juan DeFranco that if he makes it to the major leagues and he gets a big load of money, there's a percentage in there. I don't know if that ever came to fruition, but 2-1 count. So it's tough, you know. If John Moran really grew up in the hood as people are speculating, you know, maybe it was tough to get into school, maybe, you know, and now he's. And ground ball to first base, and USA gets out of the jam, going to the top third. You know, maybe he was a nerd, and he got cool because in the NBA, big spotlight. So there could be a lot of things. We'll never really know, but he does have to get better. A statement from Adam Silver: Ja's conduct was irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous. It has also serious consequences given his enormous following and influence, particularly among young fans who look up to him. He has expressed sincere contrition and remorse for his behavior. And maybe this is why the light games. You know, also, Gilbert Arenas and John Morant, not exactly the same kind of player. Gilbert Arenas is a top 200 player. John Morant is potentially a top 60, soon to be top 50 player. So I can see why they did it late. If I'm the Grizzlies, and they also got ahead of the situation, they sat him 2 games before any suspension was there, and I think teams do that because they know something's going to happen, so act like you're doing a good job. But if I'm the Grizzlies, I don't play him till I get a shrink eval. And, you know, make sure he's okay. Because who knows what the aftermath is once he gets out of the safe space. Because right now he's in the safe space. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's true. I couldn't agree more, man. This tweet from Adam Schefter. Eagles never officially released Darius Slay today, and now one source says that the Pro Bowl cornerback is expected to stay with the Eagles. It's not final, but that's the way it's looking right now. A deal could be in the works.
Ooh.
So, reported yesterday, the Giants acquired Darren Waller, so that's great. You know, Daniel Jones has a person to throw to. That's really, really nice. I'm happy for the deal. It gave Daniel Jones a big target. The Jets signed Alan Lazard, so that's one of Aaron Rodgers' best buddies. Old BJ is down to two teams, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. So where do you think Old BJ will go between those two teams, the Bills or the Chiefs?
If he's corny like I think he is, he'll go to the Chiefs.
Corny? He wants to win another ring. He gets to play with my homeboy. He gets to play with Baby Goat.
Lame.
There's nothing wrong playing with Baby Goat.
There's everything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong. First off, you're talking about Baby Goat.
We're talking about a loser. That's what we are talking about.
Wait a minute. A four-time All-Pro, two-time MVP, two-time Super Bowl, two-time Super Bowl MVP, been to Super Bowl three times, always had home field advantage. Swizzy was a starter back in 2018, and he's a loser. Okay, buddy. Okay. All right. He's a loser.
Yes, he is. I'm glad we agree on that. And as we're closing, you know, USA, Colombia, third inning. Let's hope for the best. And see y'all tomorrow night, folks.